wrath of God abideth on him. Signs of the Times, June 2nd, 1898. We're going to begin by looking at the geography that conveys more information about how this story is illustrating Adventism. In Judges 6:33, we read, "Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel." Jezreel means God sows. So the enemy is in the valley of Jezreel. And then in Judges chapter 7, verse 1, it says this, "Then Jerubbaal let Baal plead, who is Gideon, the thresher, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod," which means spring of terror, "so that the host of the Midianites were on the north of them by the hill of Moreh," which means teacher, "in the valley." So we see in the geography that we're in the valley of Jezreel, and Gideon, the thresher, also contains in his name the argument of Elijah concerning Baal. If Baal be God, serve him. If not, then serve the living God. And it's in the valley of Jezreel where the house of Ahab met its fate. On the northern end of the valley of Jezreel, there's a mountain between the end of the valley and the Mediterranean Sea that is Mount Carmel. This is the northern end of the valley. And we know that what went on in Mount Carmel with the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal is an illustration, once again, of the end of the world. In the southern end of the valley of Jezreel, which is only about 13 miles long, are two mountains, Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. And they're close enough to one another that they form a natural amphitheater. But these are the mountains where the Lord had Moses direct that six tribes went to one mountain and set up a pillar, and six tribes to another mountain set up a pillar, and the one mountain, Ebal, the curses were pronounced against those that didn't keep the covenant, follow the law, and the other mountain, Mount Gerizim, the blessings were sounded out for those that were obedient to the law. So we see in these mountains, which are make up part of this valley of Jezreel, the issue of obedience or disobedience to God's law is clearly part of that geographical history. In this valley is where we see Megiddo. And Megiddo is the place which